Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast. We're going to talk about Bernie Sanders wanting you to work less.
Yes.
But first, before we get to that, Brandon definitely wants to work less. Your 5 seconds of silence brought to you by Smarticle. Yeah, Brandon, here's the headline. Bernie Sanders proposes reducing Americans' work week to 32 hours. We got this in the New York Times. I feel like this is a woke subject, but this is not a woke version of a woke subject.
I think woke is not anywhere near the terminology we should use with this. And the reason I say that is I think that woke means that we're like, man, we are so aware of things. There's only one view. I think that's why we have the woke magometer. It's because they're really not that much different. Both of them don't want to hear what the other side has to say. I think Bernie is a classic progressive warrior. He basically is saying, hey, human decency should trump everything else. And I think that that's why it's not woke. It's just about what is good for us as human beings. I would not vote for a socialist. I would not vote for Bernie. But I like a lot of the things that Bernie has to say. And this 32-hour work week, man, I can hear all the detractors, but I agree with it.
Senator Sanders this week unveiled legislation to reduce the standard work week in the U.S. from 40 to 32 hours without a reduction of pay, saying Americans are working longer hours for less pay, despite advances in tech and productivity. If the law passed, we'll pare down the work week over a four-year period, lowering the threshold at which workers would be eligible to receive overtime pay. 40-hour work week has stood as the standard in the U.S. since it became enshrined in federal law in 1940. Mr. Sanders is far from the first person to propose this idea, which had been floated by people like Richard Nixon, auto workers, also companies like Shake Shack and Kickstarter. But the concept has gathered steam in recent years as the COVID pandemic has caused fundamental shifts in work culture and reset expectations about employment. In proposing the legislation, Mr. Sanders cited a trial conducted by a bunch of British companies in which most of the companies that went to a four-day work week saw the revenues and productivity remain steady while attrition dropped significantly. All right, so you can't see this, everybody, but I'm seeing Brandon on my Zoom camera. He's wearing a beret. He's drinking a cigarette
I am drinking a cigarette.
Drinking sherry, smoking a cigarette, and he's saying, me work? Me don't like to work. I like a bit.
Is that your
like
French accent? That's a horrible French accent.
Me socialist. We don't like to work.
Well, I am not doing that. And if there was either, if there was anyone on the Smarticle team who overworked, it's not Larry Olson. Let's just put it that way, people.
Okay.
He took a nice day off yesterday. He took some self-care. He did some bed rotting yesterday while Herkel I worked.
Jerkling. Yes, thank you.
Herkel jerkled yesterday. I worked. Now, background of this is I remember I came of age in the 80s and my hero was Ronald Reagan. Hero. I remember kind of coming out of the 70s and all the chaos. And here's this dude that's like, hey, look, America is a great country and we are a city on a hill. And if we work hard, it's going to help everyone, everybody's life. The whole idea of trickle down economics was if people work hard and get rewarded for their hard work, it will trickle down to everyone else. So they'll spend more money on things and it will pay for stuff. But guess what? Modern economists have proven that trickle-down economics does not work because rich people don't want to spend their money on poor people. The trickle-down doesn't happen. Yes, sure. Do they employ people? Of course. And it's funny, when I started reading this, I go, oh, I know exactly what the detractors are going to say. They're going to say, well, you know, there's not a big enough sample size, blah, blah. And guess what? In the article, it said, not a big enough sample size. You know how I know that? Because every single time somebody has said this, the same arguments are used. The bottom line is this. We have a massive disparity in this country between rich and poor. And in the world, between rich and poor. That's not good for the world. That's not. I am not a person that says take money away from rich people and give it to poor people. Robin Hood in the world. I'm not like that at all. I think people should be rewarded for their hard efforts. But I am also a person that has come to believe in my lifetime that lots of people are just shithouse lucky. And that's how they got what they got. You say, well, no, I worked really hard. I'm like, well, you were raised in a family that gave you every opportunity to be successful and you went to an Ivy League school, and you had all the friends that sort of sorted you out. Everybody talks about Jeff Bezos or Bezos, however he pronounces his last name, and how great. Dude, that guy got money from his family to start that company. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to make money, but does he deserve to have $48 billion? Probably not. So this goes back to the 32-hour work week.
You're bordering on Brandon's rules right now.
Right.
You're bordering on,
I know I am, but
the National Volunteer Service getting rid of social media.
I think Bernie would be with me on this one. And here's what I think. The idea of work is to take care of our life, to feed ourselves, to keep a roof overhead, all these things. So I was thinking about like how complicated the world is today compared to how it was when we were an agrarian society where we were farmers. I don't mean to say it was easier then, because I think people, oh, it was so much easier. I'm like, no, man. You get up in the sun, you work all day in the fields, you work six, 7 days a week. They were working, bro. But life wasn't that complicated. You took care of your animals and your crops, and you ate what you reaped from the land. We don't have that anymore. Thank God we don't all have to live on a farm and be agrarian,
well,
right?
Yes.
But what I think Bernie's saying is, look, we've had all these technological advancements that are supposed to make our worlds better, and all it's done in America has made us work more. We actually have to work more now than we did before. And that's what he's saying. It's like, pump the brakes a little bit. And guess what? Some people at the top are not going to get as big of bonuses. And guess what? Some stock prices are not going to go as high. And guess what? The economy's not going to be booming all the time. But people's lives will be intrinsically better. That's what Bernie's saying.
I feel like I mostly agree with everything you're saying. And I want to get rid of social media as well.
You should be agreeing with everything I'm saying.
I want to get rid of social media, and I also want to have institute a national volunteer.
No, you don't. You think it's stupid, and I think you're ridiculous.
No, I don't think it's stupid. But what I point is, I don't think it'll ever happen. There is a theory out there that if Barack Obama would have supported Bernie Sanders like he did Hillary Clinton, Bernie would have beat Hillary in that election, and then he would have beaten Donald Trump, because a lot of disaffected people believe what you believe, and Donald Trump got to him. Whereas maybe Bernie Sanders could have beat him in that election. The problem I have about this, and I don't even have a problem, is that there's just these like crazy conservative Republicans that are like, you're a socialist. I can't believe, and just don't let this marinate all of what you just said, that it's the system has become unfair. It has just become unfair.
Yeah.
That's it.
And it's a system that's propping up the unfairness. The problem is, it's not like, you say, well, you can't make everything equal for everybody being socialist, right? That's just not right. The problem is that what's going on now is completely shifted, tilted the other way, where people have an unfair advantage, so they have to do less work or less whatever to get way more. You're telling me that the CEO of a company works 400-500% harder than any other employee in their company because that's how much they're getting paid. They're getting paid. You just saw that the CEO of Boeing just got basically shit canned, right? Well, he should. A freaking door flew off an airplane. But I guarantee that dude got a golden parachute. I guarantee he got paid.
Oh, yeah.
He had nothing to do with starting Boeing, with inventing Boeing, with making Boeing. He was a hired gun that was brought in to keep the stock price high. And when the stock price started tanking because they lost billions of dollars because it was a crappily run company, that's when people cared. And that's the problem, is it's too tied into the stock market now. Do I think that it could be fixed? I don't know. But I do think that the stock market is part of the problem, honestly.
In a related story, California this week, my state, literally bumped fast food workers' pay to $20 an hour. The federal minimum wage is $7.25. Fast food workers in California make $20 an hour. How can Taco Bell run their franchises if their employees are making $20 an hour?
Well, it just goes to tell you that basically it is harder for them. They're going to make less money in the long run, but they're still making a profit. There are a lot of fast food restaurants opening up out there, dude. They're everywhere. People like fast food, and they're willing to pay a premium.
Yeah, but we pay little money for fast food. I go to Taco Bell because the burritos are $1, not because they're $4.
Well, yeah, because they're probably putting crappy food that's cheap to buy in there. Look, bottom line is, if they couldn't do it, they would. The argument's always like, we can't pay these people more money because it's going to kill these businesses. No, dude. You could make an argument for a small business to a small company having a really hard time with this. But when you're a Taco Bell or a big company, you're just going to take less profit. you're still going to make profit. That's the point. You're just going to make less of that profit. And that's what bothers these people. They want to be able to take everything. They, dude, if Taco Bell, Taco Bell might be the most enlightened company in the world, so I won't pick on Taco Bell, but a lot of these company X, if they could pay you nothing, if they could basically pay you $2 an hour and get away with it, they would. That's the problem. They cannot police themselves. So California's like, hey, it's expensive to live. I don't know if moving that wage up to $20 an hour is right, because all it's going to do is create inflation. I don't know what the answer is. But the answer is not paying CEOs and shareholders more money. The answer is somehow distributing the wealth more evenly. That's the answer.
Here's the problem with this Bernie Sanders thing. Mm. It's not this idea. I would love to see a nationwide debate on this idea. Like, I'd love to see it get some airtime. I'd love to see legislators go at it as it opposed to it being a political issue, a conservative and a Democrat. But I'd love to see our nation talk about this idea of unfairness and fairness and working and a system for everyone. I'd love to just see it debated to see where everybody shook out on it.
Yeah, it's funny because I love that show This Week Tonight or Last Week Tonight.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty, and he talked about student loan, and I've been the one guy that's like, oh, you know what? I took out loans. I paid them back. You know, I did. My wife did, but we paid them back. And I'm a believer. Hey, you don't take the money if you don't want it. But the way they laid out that argument about how predatory some of these companies are.
Oh my gosh.
Look, I would have no problem with saying you can't get debt forgiveness, but they make it so hard for people to pay this debt back because they want to make more profit. It's criminal. So yeah, I'm more leaning on that side now. I'm like, screw you, giant lending institutions. You've been getting away with this for murder. And by the way, where's our government in this? Where is the people that are supposed to be actually regulating this stuff? They're not doing their job. It's crazy.
Well, wow. Your politicians aren't doing their job. I love when you get worked up this, like, hey.
I'm tired of it. I think that's how we got Trump. That's how we get Bernie, because there's nobody that, look what's happening with the GOP right now. They're basically that moderate conservatives are just fleeing. They're like, leave it to the Looney Tunes like Matt Gaetz to run this country. That's scary. We cannot have that.
Well, okay. I feel like we did a good little circle on this. Do we add another rule?
Nope, no rule.
No official rule.
Not yet.
That's
not
the rule.
If we had my other two rules, that would take care of the problem.
But I do like a keep running list of your rules. Okay, Brandon. I like. So are you starting the Bernie fan club? Are you going to like maybe like a local chapter in Asheville?
I would say this. You could do a rule where you said that no CEO can make more than 100% more than its highest paid, second highest paid employee or something like that. You could do that.
Hey, real quickly, before we go today, didn't Asheville just get rid of a Confederate statue?
Yeah.
I feel like there was
in the South, bro. They're always getting rid of Confederate statues left and right.
I'm proud of you. So your plantation is slave free.
This city is the most liberal city I've ever lived in. I'm surprised.
I just want to know if you were. I didn't know if you had.
The South is. Confederacy is done in Asheville.
Brandon, I'd like to appreciate you and your love for Bernie Sanders. Thank you, Brandon.